in connection with Avos HaMechus. But according to Sefer Mishneh, the Rambam had the same Girsa as we, and according to the Girsa that we have, they Tanya, not Tanya. So the Gemara is saying that the reason is why Bimuches Akum it's Mutar Avos HaMechus, because Avkas Avos is Mutar. So what difference does it make whether the text is due to the Melech himself? So then it is Oser Machmas Gzele, or it was bought by another Evet Kechavi. And it's not due to the Melech, but it is due to the other Akum. So then it is Muter to be Mavriach from the other Akum. That's the question. Now, let's see. Avon Kone Akum Muter. Mishum Da'avek Afkoe Salvosi Dishore Bimokim Lechil Hashem. What does the Ramo say? V'yeish Emrim Da'afilu Amuches Yisrael Im Likone Le'atzmei Ragei V'Limelech Afal Gavdi Osa La'avriach Mi. So according to the Rambam, there is an Issa Gezl. But there is another Shite. That's the Shite of the Ran. So he says, Afal Gavdi Osa La'avriach Mi Ki Yardinet Malchusei Mikol Mokim Im Odo Mavriach Ein Li Muches Lo Kefeisei Litein Da'ave Kafkoes Alvosei Di Shore Miu Im Yeish Boze Mishum Yira Samelech Vada Yoche Lo Kefeisei. So the Mechaber passes completely like the Rambam. The Rambam is chilek on the other Rishayim. The other Rishayim say that Muches Akum that is Mutea means because I am mafkia the alvoye the shibudim from an akum. So mele, even if the collector is a Jew, but if the Jew is only an employee, he just collects. He doesn't collect it for himself. He didn't buy the tax from the melech. So it's all from muter because the melech is an akum. The melech is an akum. The melech is an akum. That's what the Ran says. That's what the Ran says. According to the Rambam, as the Kesef Mishneh understood the Rambam Shite, so there is a distinction between the case where the tax is due to the Melech himself. Now, today we have no Melech, we have a republic, but it's the Malchus, so it's the state, the federal government. So that's the Melech. So then, it is also to be mafkia d'chei. It is also to be mafkia d'chei. And the case where according to the Ram, so if the chei, according to the Ram, so if the chei, the text is due to the Melech himself, then there is no heter of course, obviously. But if another akum bought it from the Melech, and of course, Salvose is towards the Akum who bought it. So then there is a heter of course, Salvose. According to the Kesef Mishneh. And that's how the Mechaber paskens la'aloche. That's how the Mechaber paskens la'aloche. So then the Ran said, the Ramo says, no, the Ran is chilek on the Rambam. And the Ran holds that even if the text is due to the Melech himself, since a Jew didn't buy it, so the Afkoe Salvose is Kilapi whom? Kilapi and Evit Kechovin. The Melech is also Evit Kechovin. Is also Evit Kechovin. So Mimele, there is no Issa Gezel. But look at the way the Ramo mentions the Shittes Aran. So the Ramo mentions Shittes Aran. V'yeish emrim da'afilu amuches Yisrael im likone le'atzmei ragei v'lemelech afal gavdi oso la'avriach m'kiyadin el malchuse it's also to be mavriach but gezel it isn't mikol mokim imodo mavriach ein li muches lo kefeisei litei de'have ke'afkas alvose yishon if the Yisrael bought it, then he can force the Yisrael to pay. He can come to his house and live in attachment on the house. because they're Yeshivat Nechosin. But if the Yisrael didn't buy it, the Yisrael is only the collector, so he cannot force him to pay it. But the Jew who is Mavriya de Meches, even according to the Ran, has an aver. What kind of aver does he have? So look at the Bir Ago. The Bir Ago is Chilik and Ramo. He says the Ran in Nidorim doesn't say that it's osa to be Mavriya de Meches. He only says that he's not allowed to take his shvui. You see, because the Mishnah Nidorim, Nedrin, Tafrov Zainon Beis, the Mishnah in Dorm says, Nedrin la'arogin lichomim ulimuchsim, shi'i truma. That's the same Mishnah that the Gemara Mevakama signs. Shi'i truma, afal pi she'in truma. She'in shall be samelech, afal pi she'inon shall be samelech. In other words, the melech is granting an immunity to truma, or property that is of Beis HaMelech, that you shouldn't have to pay taxes on that property. So suppose the Muches comes to collect a tax on certain articles, and it's not Truma. So the Jew says it's Truma. He's lying. He says it's Truma. So the Muches says to him, I don't believe you. You know how I'll believe you? If you take an edah, and if you say, I aser all the bosa, all the fruits upon myself, in case this article is not true. And he takes such an edah, or even a shvua, but in his mind, he thinks, I'm only asering for the duration of the day. That's what he thinks in his mind. But Dvorim Shebolevim and Dvorim. So the Gemara says, since he does it Machmasun say, there is an umdre. It is apparent to all Jews that he had that thought of limiting to the duration of the day. So it's not Dvorim Shebolevim. Why is there such an umdre? Because he is being cursed. So the Gemara has the kashe. Immoral the kashe, hechen adre, omarav, veima yesru, peiris, hoilo mola, imenum shall be samelech, or imenum shall truma. Kim de oma, yen we sasra le pira daome, veim rayein, e de oma rayein would be kabum ne muches, so the muches would not grant him immunity. So beim belibe hayim umeitzi bisvos of stam the afal gav this fear and dwarim shebolavim and dwarim ein sin shane, because if it's in a state of coercion, so then there is a numden in the muchach that this is the thought he had in his mind, even though he doesn't verbalize it. So the Ran says v'chi amrinon din malchus dine Hanelinian shin konech od mecheze, chayovim litnoyes a meches, vichinameim likonoise, eloshum imune ligris a meches, shin rashoi, yisroel chaveil, lishba shin trumo, dileke unse, kivn di dine de malchuse dine. Dine malchuse dine, so the Ran says, all the Ran says, that if the Muches didn't buy it, the Muches didn't buy it. The Muches Yisroel is only a collector for the Melech. So, but he didn't buy it. So the tax is due. The tax is due to the tax is due to the Melech himself. Even though, of course, Alvosi is Muter, but he cannot take a neder. Because when is he allowed to take a neder? Only when he's subjected to coercion. But in the case where the Muches is Jewish, even though he didn't buy the text from the Melech, so the Chayv is due to the Melech, and the Melech is in Evit Kehovi, so that, and of course, Alvosi is Muter, so there will be no Isa Gezel if he's Mavriya the Meches. But since it is due to the Melech anyway, except that there is a Heter, but it's due to the Melech. So Mimele, he's not an onus. What kind of an onus is he? What kind of onus? The Muches wants to take away something to which the Melech is entitled. To which the Melech is entitled. So Mimele, he cannot take an Eder. So that's all that the Ram says. The Ram does not say that it's also to be Mavriya the Meches. But the only thing is, he's not a Gazla. That the Ramo put in. So the Goyim is masik against the Ramo. The Ramo says here. Alright. V'yei shemri, da'afilu amuchas Yisrael, umlikoni le'atzmei, ragei ve'lemelech, af al gav di'osel la'avriach, mikeyach dine di'malchuse, mikol mokei mimodo mavriach, אין לי מוחס לא כפייסי, ליטן, דאבה כאפקס על ואוסי, דשורי, דשורי. מי הוא אם יש בו זה, משום דירס המלך, בלה יוכל לא כפייסי. So, דרמו says two things. אף על גב דיוסה להבריח מכי הדין עם הלכוסי. So, דקרו is חיליק on the רמו. And the cross says, where does the Ram say that? That he's also Avriach. The Ram only says that it's also in there because there is no anus. But he doesn't say that it's also Avriach in such a case. Look in the Birago. Tzor Chiyun, Os Chov Gimel, in the Birago. Tzor Chiyun, the Ram likos afelo the also linde lishakya v'chayga. Why? Because there is no umden in the muchach. When is there an umden in the muchach that he means to assa the peres or the boso only for the duration of the day if he is an onus? But here, what kind of an onus is he? He is forced to give it to the melech to whom it is due. It is legally due. So he's not avol avriach shore. But the Ran will hold that it's muter the mavriach. All right. So then the other thing that the Ramo says, miu im yeish boze mishum jiras ha-melech, vada yochel lo kefez. So what's the pshat? Because of sakonis nefroshes? No. So the Bir Ago says, Moishikosov, that's a braise in Misachas Moches. Hageni vesameches kishefer domi. You see. So, obviously, the Gro did not understand the Ramor, what the Kesef Mishnah says, that if there is Yeres HaMelech, then the Moches Yisrael can use force against the Jew in taking away the tax, in collecting the tax from the Jew. He can use force. Not because of Sakonis Nefoshis. If it's because of Sakonis Nefoshis Mamesh, so then why does he have to mention a pricing is a chasmoches? I mean, everybody knows that if it's Chas V'Sholem a situation where it might endanger the lives of Jews, so of course he can force it. He'll have the biggest mitzvah if he forces it. He'll be matzil klal Yisrael. From Sakone, he has to mention a price in Misaches Moches. So, what is the price in Misaches Moches? I forgot to ask to bring it. The price in Misaches Moches says, Hageini Vesameches, Hamafriya Sameches, Hageini Vesameches, Hareze Kilu Shifadomim, Hilu Shifadomim Bilvad, Elokilu, Over the Avrizore, Vichiles Hashabes, and some other Avias are mentioned. So the question arises here, there is a Gemara in Bava Kama that says that Mutal Avrias Ameches. Mutal Avrias Ameches. It's Mutar. And here, the Price Misach Smoche says that he has the same status as Shivadomim, he's a Roshe. He has the status of Shivadomim, Fulay Shivadomim Uvad, Alevi Avizore, and Chalas Shabbos. Look it up in Misach Smoches. How can these two Gemores be reconciled? So the answer is the Gemore in Bava Kama, the Gemore by the Kesef Mishne. Gemara in Bava Kama is reference to the case where the melech is not makpid. Let's say when the tax is not to be collected by the melech himself, as it was customary, you know, for the ancient rulers to sell all the taxes to a certain individual. I mean, you know, sometimes many Jews became rich by buying from the melech the taxes. You see, So then the melech doesn't care. Let the Jew pay the taxes, let him not pay the taxes. What does he care? He already got a price for it from the purchaser of the taxes. So then it's mutal avriyachas ameches because of afkoes halvosim. But if a Jew didn't buy it, but the Jew was just appointed as a collector and the Jew has to collect it for the king, so then the king will be very angry at the Jew. So then, very angry. So there is fear, I mean, that he'll apply a severe punishment. So then, it's also to be Mavriya Lemeches. Why? Because he'll endanger the lives of Jews. He doesn't have to mention a price in Misaches Moches. Why mention a price in Misaches Moches? If it will endanger the lives of Jews, of course. So he's already the Jew who refuses to pay the taxes. No, so he means, even though we know that he will not, the Melech will never find out, and it will not endanger the lives of any Jews, nothing, but, because the Melech will never find it out. But if in the event of finding out, the Melech will have a big payday. So then the Jew is allowed to use force in collecting the taxes for the Melech. What kind of halacha is it? What kind of halacha is it? I mean, and that's the lashon of the Kesef Mishneh. There's a lashon of the Kesef Mishneh. He said, "V'shemo yishlima adhoch hashane shemid amelach Yisrael lidlis lechalkei dehave kilo amelach atzmi geveyu dehashti melvachim yivoda yishchul Hashem b'davo efshar shiyye sakonis nefoshes b'davo avo akum shechok haramechas n'amelach shoz im yivoda lo yiyye b'davo sakonis nefoshes me'acha shen amelach mafsid b'ze hu shomru shemuta l'avriach." So according to the Rambam, When is it Mutal Avriach? Only when the Melech is not Mafsit. When he sold it to some other person, another Rakum. So he doesn't care. What does he care? Whether the Rakum, the purchaser, will collect the tax or not, he doesn't care. But if the Melech is Makpid, so then it's not muta mitam afkos halvosi. Why shouldn't be muta mitzad afkos halvosi anyway? All right, if he's makpid, so then he might become angry at Jews, so it's another reason. But that's not the reason as to why what the Kesef Mishneh emphasizes. As to why the Kesef Mishneh emphasizes. And, you see, the Mechaber paskens completely like the Rambam. The Ramo paskens his maker. And he paskens like the Ran. That he's not a Gazlan. According to the Psak of the Mechaber, if the tax is due to the Melech himself, and today it's due to the Malchus, there's the Melech himself. No one can buy up the federal income tax from President Reagan today, so it's due to the Malchus to the government. So Mele, according to the Psak of the Mechaber, anyone who doesn't pay the tax to the Melech, so when it's due to the Melech himself, is a Gazlan. Is a Gazlan. And the Ramo says he's even a Sigzel. But the Ramo himself paskens like the Ran, a Gazlan he isn't. But it's also to be Mavriya the Mechas anyway. Then the Gro says, according to the Ran, so it's not even Mosa. So what's the Machlekes? Why is it Osa? And what's the Pshat? What difference does it make? Whether there is Yire or there is no Yire, in other words, no, I see. I think I had a slip of the tongue. You see, in the case where the Melech is Makpid, then he's a Gazlan according to everybody. That, and the Goy is not Chilik. But in the case where the Melech, in the case where there is no Yiras HaMelech, so then, the Ramo says, Paskens like the Ran, that he Gazlan, he isn't, because it's of course I'll say, but it's also to be Mavriach anyway. Even if the Melech is not Makpid, it's also to be Mavriach. And the Gro says, no, according to the Ran, so it's not even more so to be Mavriach. But the Gro is not really, can the second deal mentioned by the Ramo. Then there is an Isar of Gezel too. This is what the Kesef Mishneh says in the Rambam. And that, even according to the Ramo, there is Yiras HaMelech. Now, there is no doubt today that today, when you don't pay, there is Yiras HaMelech. There is Yiras HaMelech. And even if the one who tries to evade the tax is very clever and very shrewd, there is still a possibility that he will be apprehended. Because today, with the use of the computer, so the government can find out the most esoteric secrets. The most. So there is always Yiras HaMelech today. Today there is Yiras HaMelech. And today, 100 years ago, the Malchus maybe wasn't Makpid. Like the city income tax in the city of New York. Who pays the city income tax in the city of New York? No one pays the city income tax. I do pay, even now I pay, because I have a certain earning from strikes. So I send in every year about $25 to the city government. But who pays? Because the city government is not Makpid. Fortunately or unfortunately, it's not Makpid. And if it's not Makpid, so no one pays. But federal income tax, when the Malchus finds out, so you can be put in jail for 15 years too, if the Malchus finds out. So that's a situation where there is Yire Machmas HaMelech. And where there is Yire Machmas HaMelech, so then the psak of the Shulchan Aruch is of the Mechaber and Ramo, everybody, that it involves an Isar Gezel. Now, the point, how is that to be explained? Well, I think it is very simple. It is to be explained on the basis of the Shita of the Ravyo. And there are more paskens like the Ravyo. The Ravyo says that when is of course Halvosi Muter? Of course Halvosi is only Muter if an Akum lent a Yisrael 1,000 Zuz, and then the Akum died, and the son doesn't know about it. And no one knows. Only the Jew knows. So then it's, of course, almost is Mutar. Why? Because then there is no Almas. Now, here is the Almes. He couldn't, in the case of Avrochas Ameches, when he puts on an extra coat, the Mishnah inclined, he puts on an extra coat. Now he puts it on, the Melah declared that any beged that is worn by a person is not subject to taxes. Now if he puts it on, the tax collector comes and he says he's wearing that coat, he'll assume that at home he also wears that coat. Not only now. I mean, whenever he goes outside, he wears that coat or the jacket. He wears it frequently. But the melar doesn't know, the tax collector, the muchas, doesn't know that he only put it on for a few minutes. That the muchas should think that he was wearing that, usually. So, is there an element of almus? Is there an element of almus in that? What kind of almus? Not the chazoko. He certainly couldn't act yot chazoko towards the melech. The melech has the upper hand against him. But he is deceiving the melech and the muchas by putting on the extra coat, the extra jacket, and the muchas and the melchus will think that he is wearing it. Usually, the truth is he doesn't wear it. He'll come home, he'll immediately take it off. He'll wear it only for half an hour to deceive the muchas. Is there an element of almus? Is there an element of almus? There is no element of almus. There is no element of almus. Someone may wear, and the muchas doesn't know that the tax is due on this coat. The muchas doesn't know that the tax is due on this eichel, because the muchas thinks that it shall trumo, it shall be smelach. He fools the muchas. But there is no element of almus here. It's not yot hazoko, it's not dumye de vayigzel es chanis mi adam mitzri. It's the ragneve. It's in a deceptive way. So that's why it is not a gazlan, the mafregas anachas. Because of course, alvose, not der halmus, does not involve an Isar of Gezel Bayaku. And here it's not der halmus. Oh, but Ramo says, es pshat naran. True, it's not der halmus, but it's in a deceptive manner. So while it doesn't involve an Isar of Gezel of the Sigzeel, or the Chaltes Kol Amin, wherever the Isar is deduced from, but there's an Issa of Nevis Das appears, and as the Rambam says in Pirkei Avos of Kelim, Pirusha Mishle, that any artifice, any Nevis Das comes within the posik, Kisei Avos Hashem, Kol Yisei Ile, Kol Yisei Ovel, and Unkeles is Mitargim, Kol Yisei Ovel, Kol Mire Dishkar, any trick, any artifice, any deception, even not in Mome. So, comes within the Yisrael of Kol Te'avos Hashem Kol Yisraele Kol Yisrael, and the Ritvo in Chum in Perigid Anoshe says that it comes within the love of Lesig Nevo Gnevus Das, even not Gnevus Mon. So there's an Yisrael Reis of Gnevus Das. So that's why that's why the Ramos says that even according to the Ram, that it's muter mitzad gezel, that doesn't mean it's muter, it's heter amu. It involves, why is it muter mitzad gezel? Because there is no almes. No almes. It's not dumye vayigzel chanis mena mitzri. But he deceives the muches, so he's gaining das abriyas. So he's gaining das abriyas. Now, That's what the Ramos says. The Kro is Chelik. And the Kro says it's Mutar L'Avreich. Now the question is, the Kro is right? The Ramo is right? The Ramo is right? That after all, it should involve an Iser of Gnevas Das, an Iser of Gnevas Das Apriyas. An Iser of Gnevas Das Apriyas. Why is the Kro Chelik? But the shaila is this: what's the aloche Now, the Beir Agilo says, that the reason is why the Rav Yoh says that if the Yiddish doesn't know, so then Loikoy Bovin is because if he doesn't know, it's like Avidas Akum. Now, Avidas Akum is Muteretz. Now, the Shaila is this. The Yerim says that even according to Mandoma, Gezel Akum is Muter. But if somebody gazelt in Lulev from an Akum, let's say an Akum Shetziara, where it's Mutaman, then he'll use it on Yom Tev. And Sukkes, he will not be Mikhaim the Mitzvah of Ukachtel Lochem Bayim Orishi. Because even though Gezel Akum is Muter, under certain circumstances, so, but Shalei it is not. It cannot become his. In other words, after all, he took it away without the consent of the Akum. He took it away from him because the Akum was Mitzayah. Okay, so he has a heter to take it away from him. But he wasn't marked to him. How could they acquire title in the Lulev? So even though Gezel Akum is Muter, so it's only a heter, but he cannot be zeich in it. The shaila is, how about Avidas Akum? Achados el Yodin, that is Muteres. Muteres. Is it analogous to Gezel Akum, where Lochem it isn't? Or Avede is different? There is a machlekes achrenim on that. The Bach, in Tur Yeredeya, Simen Kuf Membov, it's late now, I can't go over it. So he says that what the Yerim says in respect to Gezel Akum, even though it's Muta, but Chalei doesn't become, some Mele is true also of Havidas Akum. In other words, if somebody will take an Havidas Akum, so he will not be able to use a Gezel. But suppose he'll find an Esrik that was in the street that an Akum lost. Suppose the Akum is in the business of selling a slave. So an Akum lost an Esrik, and then a Yisroel will find that Esrik, and he'll use it. And Sukkes, he will not be Mekayim a Mitzvah, because Lochem it isn't. Just like Gezel Akum, the Yerim says, Lochem it isn't. The other Achrenim were Achrenik in the Bach. There is a difference between Gezel Akum, even if it's Muter, so it's only a heter, but there is no, of course, mommy that he should be able to be zeche, and Avidas Akum, so he's like Avidas Yisroel Achayush, so then he can be zeche. So here too he can be zeche. But according to the Bach, it's only a heter. If it's given Yush, so zeche cannot be. So it's only a heter. So mele, apparently, there are more agrees with the Bach Shite. So mele, he cannot be zeich, it's not his mommy. So mele, there is an isav mirzdas. And the gro is chilik on the Bach. The gro is chilik on the Bach. The gro holds that there is a difference between Gezel Akum is only heter. But there is no, of course, mommy. But Avedas Akum is like Avedas Yisrael Lachayush. So there is, of course, moment he can be zeiche each alei. So mele, there is no iser of neiros das apriyes. Suppose somebody wants to take away my money. He wants to take away my money, and I cannot prevent it except by lying to him, by telling him, oh, you know, this is sacred property. It shall tumo. You know. You might be punished. And it's natural for me. Will I be either an Isa of Gneves Das? Of course you are allowed to say a lie in order to prevent an unauthorized seizure of property. Some mele, that's why, so here, since it's not your dual imuches, that there is a text you. Some mele, the Biragela explains it on the basis of Avidas Akum, and the Gro holds, not like the Bach, that Avidas Akum, there is, of course, mommy, So in other words, and he, the Muches, wants to take away something that he has a right to be Zeche. He has already invested right in it, so he's allowed to receive him. But the Ramo agrees with the Bach. So the Mele, if the Muches grabs it, he will not grab something that belongs to the Jew. He'll grab something that belongs to the Melech. But the Jew has a right to retain it. So there is no Eftet Mamei. So what Heta? Does he have to begin with Asa Priyas? This is the Machlokes. Now, if there is Yiras HaMelech, so then he chose some Sadgezel, and he can even force him to pay it. Why? So he mentions the Braise in Misachas Moches. What's the Pshat? The Braise says, Kol HaMavriach HaSamechas, Kol HaGinev HaSamechas, Hareyu Kul Yishiv Adomim, Kul Yishiv Adomim Uvad, Elokim Leivir Avizor Mechal Shabbosis. So what does it mean? It doesn't mean because Bimtzias, he'll endanger the lives of the Jews. It means, even if it is such a case, that the Melech will never find out. We know that the Melech will never find out. But if, in the event of the Melech finding out, he will be very angry, and he'll impose a strict penalty upon the Jew, some Mele, deceiving is also harmless. You see. What is almost? In other words, if somebody does something deceptively, not forcefully, so is deceptively considered the almost or not? So it depends. If I deceive the person, and in the event he finds out, he won't do anything to me. So we will just say, listen, you evaded a tax. So then, deceptively is not considered a harmless. But if I deceive the Muches, and in the event the Muches finds out, then he'll impose a penalty upon me. But he doesn't find out. So mele, deception is also a harmless. If it's a harmless, so it's gezel. So mele, he can even force him to pay the tax. That's all, I guess. Tomorrow there'll be sheer mikvahs.